Game Week 2015 for the 90th Annual East-West Shrine Game. The players visit Shriners Hospital for Children in Tampa, and West coach Jim Zorn is speaking.
And working together to try to win. And it reminds me of, likely, from what I see here today, the same thing goes for this type of hospital. The big group of Shriners that are supporting it, it's all about the people. And in your case, as an adult, it's all about these kids. And it's wonderful for all these kids to be out here today to so that we can visit, not them visit us, so that we can visit. And we sure appreciate the opportunity to be here just for a few minutes and enjoy your hospitality. So thank you very much. I hope we have a great game. Let's hear it for the West. We can pick sides. We can pick sides. It's the men in blue. It's the men in blue. All right, we'll see you at the game on Saturday. Thanks very much.
All right, on the East team, we have Mike Singletary. I know a lot of you remember Mike. He's a great player for the Chicago Bears. Was part of the 86 championship team, and as a player, was inducted in the NFL Hall of Fame. As a coach, he's had a very illustrious coaching career, was the head coach of the 49ers. And we're blessed to have Mike here with us today as part of our coaching staff at the East team, and we thank him for his time.
Good afternoon. Very honored to be here. One of our coaches on our staff has been saying a word called hope. And I would like to take that word and slant it in a different direction. The expectation, as all the players here, the amazing thing about football, you go out there and you play the game, and sometimes it's totally easy to forget why we play the game. Everything that we do is about somebody else. And we expect, as we play the game, as we prepare to play the game this week, we expect all of these kids to just get a taste of the appreciation that we have playing this game. We expect something great to happen for you as kids, to be able to have a hope that one day, whatever it is that you can't do today, that one day you will. We have a desire, as coaches and players, a desire that's much bigger than anything else. We desire that everybody understands that the kids of the world is what's really important. And if we can do something to make a difference in the lives of kids, we can do something to make a difference in the lives of our world. I thank you. I don't care who you cheer for, but if you just happen to cheer for red, it's okay. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, coaches. Aren't those two great gentlemen? Thank you. Look forward to a great game next Saturday. And now it's my distinct pleasure to introduce our president and CEO of Shriners Hospitals for Children, Imperial Sir Doug Maxwell.
Well, I'd like to welcome you all to Shriners Hospitals for Children. As all you players just entered into this building a little bit ago, you saw a lot of men with red hats on, and perhaps you wondered who they might be. Hopefully, when you got the invitation to this game a few months ago, you might have looked up and seen who Shriners Hospitals for Children are, and why is this game on its 90th game. Shriners Hospitals, if you are here today, is one of 22 wholly owned by Shriners. 143 years ago, 13 Freemasons in the city of New York City decided They wanted to start a fun organization, a fun fraternity for men who were good men, who were charitably inclined. And they started this thing called Shriners. It went on for 50 years into the early 1920s when there were a lot of children with polio that no one was helping. Shriners stepped forward and authorized the building of a hospital. Shriners do things in big ways. We actually built 17 hospitals in the next 5 years scattered all around North America. 50 years ago, burns, children with burns were really not being taken care of. They would go into general population, and unfortunately, if they had a 50% burn, they probably weren't going to make it. Through Shriners having 3 freestanding hospitals, doing research, we now have children that come to us with 98% burns with a 98% probability of being well. Shriners do great work in that field. We still have those burns hospitals. We've added a 4th one out in Sacramento, California. We have moved into other things, orthopedics, scoliosis, spina bifida. You are here because of these children. You're helping us to tell the story. I'd like to mention a few of your predecessors who've been here before. One of our 44 presidents of the United States, President Gerald Ford, has played in this game. There was another gentleman, he was inducted into our Shrine Hall of Fame a few years back. His name was Dave Butts. You probably heard of him. In his speech to us that night, Friday night, at the Players' Dinner, which you'll all be attending, he said some very poignant words. He said, "On my dying breath, I will remember my God, my family, and Shriners Hospitals for Children." Obviously, this day at the hospital many years ago was very meaningful to him. And then there was another player. I sat at the dinner table with him 15 years ago at the Players' Dinner. And I was asking him, he played for Michigan, and I asked him if he thought he'd make it into the NFL. And he said, "I don't know. Michigan was a running team, and I'm a quarterback, so who knows." Perhaps you saw him last night. His name is Tom Brady. He plays for the New England Patriots. You've got a lot of major people who have come before you. Where will you fit into that? These kids here today, and you saw many of them as you came through our hospital, they're fragile, but they want to interact with you. They're great kids. They've got great spirit. Play some basketball with them. Perhaps you'll let them do a little face painting with you. They love you because you're helping us next Saturday tell the Shrine story. And always remember the slogan of this game: strong legs run so that weak legs may walk. You're the strong legs. Enjoy today with the kids. Enjoy this week. You've earned it. You're great people. We look forward to seeing you in your next part of your career. God bless you all. God bless Shriners Hospitals for Children. Thank you.
Now, a special friend of mine, he not only wears the fez of Egypt Shriners, but he's also a past imperial potentate, our imperial recorder, and our executive vice president for our hospital, for our fraternity, Imperial Sir Jack H. Jones.
Thank you very much, and a very great welcome to all of you. Now, being a resident of this area, I'm a resident of the Tampa Bay area, so I wanted to welcome you to the Tampa Bay area and to the players in particular. Thank you for being selected to play in this game. It's just a great event, as you've heard a great deal about it already. So anyway, I want you to know also that all of the Shriners in this area prayed very hard to have a nice day like this to welcome you here. So welcome to Tampa Bay. It's great to be with you. Look forward to the game. And I know you fellas that are going to be playing, whether it's blue or red, you're going to have a great game the next weekend. Really looking forward to that. Thank you so very much.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, a very special treat. this young lady, when she was 8 years old, came to our hospital here in Tampa, and we've had the opportunity of taking care of her. She's a senior at Robinson High School and just a beautiful young lady. Let me introduce to you our patient ambassador, Julie Williams, to bring us a song. Julie?
With a broken frame, alone and helpless, like you've lost your fight, but you'll be alright, you'll be alright. 'Cause when push comes to shove, you seize what you're made of. You might bend till you break, 'cause it's all you can take. On your knees you look up, decide you've had enough. You get mad, you get strong, wipe your hands, shake it off, then you stand. Then you stand. Life's like a novel, with the end ripped out the edge of a canyon, with only one way down. Take what you're given before it's gone, and start holding on, keep holding on. 'Cause when push comes to shove, it says what you're made of. You might answer to break, 'cause it's all you can take. On your knees you look up, decide you've had enough. You get mad, you get strong, wipe your hands, shake it off, then you stand. Every time you get up and get back in the race, one more small piece of you seems to fall into place. What you're made of, you might bend till you break, 'cause it's all you can take. On your knees you look up, decide you've had enough. You get mad, you get strong, wipe your hands, shake it off, then you stand. Yeah, then you stand. Then you stand, then you stand.
Thank you.
We can take credit for fixing bones and orthopedics here at the hospital, but I must tell you, we didn't have anything to do with Julie's voice. She just has a gorgeous voice. That's all there is to it. Thank her for being here today. And now, as we all term that wear the red fez, some over 300,000 of us, the number one Shriner from Shriners International, gives me great honor and pleasure to introduce our Imperial Potentate of Shriners International, Imperial Sir Dale Strauss. Imperial Sir?
Thank you, Tom. I certainly wish you wouldn't have put me on after following Julie here. It's a tough act to follow. First of all, players, I want to congratulate you on your selection to play in the game and accepting the invitation to be here. Because this game is a game that is truly played with a purpose. And you'll see that purpose as you're around here today visiting with the kids and taking part in some of the activities that they're playing this afternoon. But you know, we have 21 other hospitals just like this. And we have kids in every one of these hospitals. And as I said, this game is the oldest college all-star game. It's been going on for 90 years. It helps us make people aware of what we do for children. So I want to thank you for accepting that invitation. And just one other thing, I'm going to keep it short. You know, as you walk by in the hallway and you looked at our what we call our Fez, I just want you to know what that stands for. You know, that is the Shriners brand. And what that means to a Shriner, what it should mean to you, is that anybody that wears one of these Fezes is a part owner of a system of 22 hospitals. Think about that. They're part owner of a system of 22 hospitals. And they have changed the lives of over a million kids. Changed the lives of over a million kids. And you're going to see several of them, you know, several hundred of them here today. But also, the guys that wear that Fezes are also responsible for a budget of over $750 million a year. Over $750 million a year. And players, you guys help us make that achievable. You help us reach that goal by playing in this game. And that by this game being televised on NFL Network, making us aware of the mission that we take care of and we take care of these kids throughout the world. So with that said, you have a week and you were selected and you chose to play in this game to showcase your talents. And I hope you take every advantage of that. And as you move on into your future careers, I hope you'll look back at this day and remember the experience that you had here. So thank you. Take part in the activities that are going on here today. And let's enjoy the fun with the kids. Thanks much.